こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストやエピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。今週もリモート収録続けています。
Yay. Yeah. We have video now.
そう、そう、過去2週間ね、ちょっと なぜかうまくいかなくて、動画なしで通話だけだったので、ちょっとね、相手がいつ話そうとしているとか何も分かんない状態でやってたんだけど、うん、今回は動画でちゃんと相手が見えてるのでやりやすいね。
うん、
マイケルとマイケルんちのエアコンがめっちゃ見えている。
ほぼエアコン。
1個目、プログラマーのマット・リード氏がズーム会議に自分の分身として参加させるズームボットを開発し、誰でもカスタマイズできるよう GitHub にて公開しています。日々大量に開催されるズーム会議からなんとか逃れるため、人工知能の音声認識とテキスト読み上げ機能にカメラの前に座っている自分の顔写真を組み合わせました。元気という質問には、とても元気だよ、聞いてくれてありがとう、聞こえたに対しては、ちょっと聞こえづらいですなど自動で回答します。
A programmer named Matt Reed has created a Zoom bot on GitHub, which can be used by anyone to participate in a Zoom meeting on their behalf. In order to escape the large number of daily Zoom meetings, he combined AI speech recognition and text-to-speech technology with images of him sitting in front of the computer. When asked, "How are you?", the bot responds, "I'm doing great.Thank you for asking." And when asked, "Can you hear me?", the bot responds, "I'm having trouble hearing you."
そう、あの、これ動画見た？
うん、見た。
あの、絶対バレるよね。
Yeah, it's not. It's fuzzacated, right? It's not.
そう、あ、まあ、なんでかというと、その、まあ、自分の映像が、映像っていうよりも写真をこう組み合わせたものなので、カクカクしているというか、完全にまあそこにいないなっていうのがバレちゃう感じなんだけど、ただこのコンセプトはすごい面白いなと思って、こう今まさにみんながオンライン上で会議したり、まあ私昨日読書会やったんだけど、まあいろんな会合を開いてる中で、まあ去年からずっと話題に上っている、例えば、どう忘れちゃった、 What's that? The technology to swap your face with someone else?
Oh, face swap? I don't know. I forget. Is it face swap? Deep face?
Deep fake. Jesus. Yeah, deep fake とか、まあ、そういう技術がいろいろ向上してるから、それをこう組み合わせて、あたかも会議に出ているかのように見せかけるっていうのは、今はちょっとさすがに誰でもできるわけではないけど、
うん、well,
できるようになると、
I think a lot of people could do it, and there is actually technology now for doing deep fakes by yourself at home in just、うん、a couple of hours, and anyone can do it if they follow the instructions, and it's open source. It was、there was a paper that came out maybe a month ago that what would you say, democratized access to deepfake, the best deepfake technology、mm. and there's also the Adobe Voco, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Which could emulate another person's voice given a voice sample, and Baidu recently came out with Deep Voice, which can emulate a person's voice almost perfectly just given a few seconds of their voice
Hmm.
So people could make a really good Zoom bot, I think.
それがこう普通になっていくとさ、なんだろう、誰かと動画で顔を見ながら会議をしてるんだけど、この人本当にここにいるのかなっていうのをみんながなんとなく疑問に思いながらやるっていう、すごいディストピア感があるよね。
Hmm.I've seen there are a lot of techniques people have done to sort of make it look like they're paying attention. There was one、yeah. guy that, like, he would tape these things on his eyelids that made it look like his eyes were open in class. And he would sit in the very back. So from far away, it looked like he was awake.
Yeah, 昨日はね、私オンラインで読書会やって、それは LINE のビデオ通話を使ったんだけど、あれってなんだろう、一番上に大きい人がいて、下にちっちゃい人がいるみたいな。なんだろう、画面の大きさが、5人以上になると、きっちり同じ大きさで分割されるわけじゃなくて、一人だけ大きくなって、あとは全員ちっちゃいのね。だからちっちゃくなってる人はさ、正直そんな見えないわけよ。特に iPhone だと。なので、こう、ぼーっとしてても別にバレないっていうかさ、だから参加する人数が多ければ。Yeah, you can tap that person to make that person appear bigger.
Oh, so you can decide 自分で。
いやいやいや、そうそう。でもまあちっちゃくなってるとそんなに見えないから、まあ、参加してる人数が多ければ多いほどさ、そんなにこう、ぼーっとしててもバレないとかはあると思うけど。
Do you think that works, or is how much more natural would it be if you had like one iPhone per face and then you arrange them in a circle around you? Sort of like, you know how they did the, what was it? Like they did some graduations and stuff with like Peppa みたいなロボット。
Yeah.
Like 生徒の代わりに。
Right.
Like that sort of having a replacement person, because there have been efforts to put things to scale. For example, in some offices, they're using a projector to project the image onto an entire wall and make it look like the wall is not there. So it actually looks like the room keeps going and then the other people are on the other side.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like projection mapping, augmented reality.
Yeah. Wait, what does that have anything to do with online meetings?
Yeah, so those are online meetings.
Yeah.
In like an office. But they're trying to make it seem like it's not online and more natural. So you can have three real people in an office and then three real people in a different office somewhere else in the world. And they both
have this
wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Cisco systems, like teleconference.
Are they doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. They've had it maybe for over a decade. I've used it before, actually.
Like projection onto a wall. Like
it
that?
It wasn't a projection. It was on the screen, but they have this special room, like they install it in the office so that the tables and chairs and everything are the same. Like in the room and in the other person's room on the screen. So it looks seamless.
How is that? 意味ある?
まあでも確かに何だろう。全然違うよりかは同じ部屋にいるっていう錯覚は得られるし、まあ同じ場所で同じものに参加してるっていう、そういうイリュージョンは確かに得られると思った。ただそれは、その当時の価格で部屋だけで部屋とそのシステムで1000万円以上とかだった気がするけどそうまあ今はねそんな高くないと思うしそもそもこういうふうに誰でもオンライン会議するようになったからあんまりね、あそこまでやる必要っていうのはないのかなって思うけど
You know this guy Zoom bot he's only using a few images of himself in different positions so it looks like it's lagging
Yeah.
Right? And the fact that that's still convincing in 2020 is kind of sad, right? Because in like 2010, you would have imagined that you could just have smooth, crisp video calls with people in 2020, right?
Yeah. So, まあ、ほとんどラグもないけどね。変なアプリ使わなければ。
You're lagging for me a little bit. ちょっとだけ。Yeah.
今はGoogle Hangout 使ってるけど、結構いい感じだよね。
Sometimes you look like a Zoom bot, though.
How do you know if I'm not? でも先週先々週はうちらスカイプとテレグラムと LINE 使って全部なぜかうまくいかなかったんだよね。途中で音声がなんか変になっちゃうとか、うん、ラグがすごすぎるとかで、でも諦めて音声だけにしたんだけど、う
ん、Yeah, I wonder why. Like, is it us or is it the app? You know?
わかんない、うん、
But it seems like it shouldn't be us. You know, everything else works fine.
Yeah.
Like streaming 4K video.
Yeah. 顔見て喋ると通話だけで全然違う。
Well, these days it's like we don't see that many faces also.
まあそれもあるし、yeah. やっぱ相手が、そうさっきマイケルにも言ってたんだけど、相手が話そうとしてるのか普通に聞いてるだけなのかとか、mm. こう相手がどういうムードなのかとか、やっぱり音声だけだと分かんないから、かなりこう一人で喋ってる感があるというかさ、
yeah.
やっぱビデオあると全然違うわ。自分のムードがもう違うもん。こっちの方が楽しい。
Sometimes if I'm just on the phone, I like one of us will get busy or something and we won't hang up. And so it's kind of you're just on the line. And sometimes it's like no one says anything for like 3-4 minutes.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of normal if you're just on the phone. For me, anyways.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if someone made a Zoom bot of someone else? So this guy made it of himself, right?
Yeah.
Now, if someone makes a Zoom bot of you, mommy Zoom bot, you know, without your permission, they do the deep fake and they do the voice emulator.
そうだよね。だからそういうこともできちゃうから、だから自分が出たつもりない会議に出たことになってるとか。
Because you can use the bad connection problem as a cover, right?
Yeah.
So you can make a low quality deepfake and low quality audio and use that as a cover to make it so people can't tell that it's not really you.
そうだよね。だからこう、本当だったら今まではもちろん会議って対面が多いわけだから、会議で何々さんがこう言ったみたいなのを、まあ、誰かにファブリケーションされるっていう恐れはないわけだけど、オンライン会議だとそれが、ね、技術さえ伴っていればできちゃうっていう。なんか一個全然自分がこう想定してなかったけど、みんながもう今当たり前になりつつあることで言うと、そのズームの背景の部分を変えられるじゃん、
うん、
だからみんなそれをやっていて、あ、確かになと思った。その今まで自分は結構、まあ、コロナの前にオンラインで会議するって結構いっぱいあったんだよね、やっぱりあのフリーランスだから。でその時に、まあ、見られたくない場合はもうビデオをかたくなにオフにして通話だけで話すし、見られちゃう場合はちょっと後ろにベッドが映ってるとアンプロフェッショナルっぽいかなとか、うん、なんか壁だけの方がいいかなとか
トイレ映ってるとか、
そうそう、なんか考えてたんだけど、確かに背景を変えることができれば、そのプライバシー問題とかプロフェッショナルに見える見えない問題も一瞬で解決されるから、
hmm. あ、これはいいな。 But somebody maybe somebody might be able to see that 背景, you know.
What do you mean?
So there have been a lot of security concerns around these kinds of
apps. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。Zoom 特にね、ちょっとセキュリティ、yeah, so.めちゃくちゃ叩かれてるし、確かにこうセキュリティ心配な面がボロボロボロボロ出てきすぎてる感はある。Mm.
It's really getting worse everywhere for everything. At least, I mean, my impression is that that's just how I feel about the internet.
Mm.
I don't know if you feel the same way, but my impression is that the internet has become a little more Wild West, a little crazier.There's more hacking and exploits and data mining and, you know, remember like 10 years ago, people didn't hate the IT companies. People didn't, like, this, it wasn't like this, you know?
Yeah, まあ、この間ハクさんと話したことにも通じてるよね。やっぱりその、なんだろう。どうしてこうなったかんというか。
うん。
何かこう使命感と正義感があってみんなの生活をより良くしようと思って頑張ってきたはずなんだけど、いつの間にかなんかこう巨大になり、みんなのプライベートな情報も大量に握りしめることになり、
うん、
でそれがまあ流出したりハッキングされたり、まあ、それを自らマーケティング会社に売っちゃったりとかいろんなことがあって、
うん、
なんかみんなから警戒される存在になってるっていう。
Pretty much everyone has had some data compromised or you know all these weird apps running through Facebook and everything else. It's just so hard to keep track of everything now. It's become very messy and also very monopolistic. The internet has been totally monopolized, you know, in terms of attention.
そうね。なんかこの間もベネッセの高校生向けのアプリかソフトウェアがあの個人情報めちゃくちゃ流出させてしまってすごい怒られてたけど、だからベネッセもこうかなりモノポリ状態なわけじゃない、その教育授業っていう意味ではめちゃくちゃ国と癒着してるし、うん、あのでその割にやっぱりセキュリティのところがすごい甘かったりしてっていう、
うん、But no, I think it's very hard for anybody to really keep up. I don't know if it's possible.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
事
例がありすぎるからね。
I mean, what's gonna happen?
ね、結局 Zoom もこうすごいセキュリティ突っ込まれたりとか、まあアメリカ政府がじゃあ使うのやめましょうとかいろいろ言ってるけども、一般の人はやっぱり今もすごい使ってるもんね。日本だと特になんか Zoom のみとか、もうなんていうの、名詞動詞として使われちゃってるくらいだし。
Supposedly they added an option to not route the call through China.Chinese servers.
Okay.
I don't know if it costs extra.
でもそこもすごいやっぱり疑いの眼差しを向けられる要素になっちゃってたからね。
Well, it was... Some journalists have reported that Zoom is funded by Chinese government R&D. And so that's sort of why they may have some access...to the back end there, the server. It's interesting. It's crazy what's going on right now with how countries are treating China. There's almost like a decoupling happening in manufacturing, in food production, in information technology. In a lot of different organizations, the whole WHO, you know, thing, like, I don't know what to think of it. I think international trade is a good thing. And, yeah. What do you think?
You think international trade is a good thing?
Yes.
Period.
I'm making very safe statements right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree.
Which part? The international trade is a good thing?
Yeah, it is a good thing. Let's not go back to the Sakoku era.
Yeah.
Before pity came. But... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely like today I saw that this fake news about Boris Johnson and Chinese test kit circulating. And,
what is it?
Like there's this fake news that said Boris Johnson is really pissed off about China deliberately smearing virus on their test kits and spreading it to everyone or something like that, and everyone was spreading it on Twitter.
What do you think? Do you think China has had pure good intentions throughout this, or like do you think that there are some shenanigans, or like are they trying to screw other countries over in the midst of this pandemic? I really don't know what to believe.
I think that it's highly, I wouldn't say highly likely, but it's definitely possible that they manipulated numbers of the infected people or deaths or whatever. And I think no one can blame me for assuming that it's possible because of their track records in the past. And I think any country could, you know, try to do that. But I don't know if they've, you know, tried to actually fuck over other countries and, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't really want to assume that anyone can be that evil.
Hmm. Well, we do know about some stuff that's going on that seems pretty evil already.
Like what?
Well, like the whole Uyghur situation. It's like the... All that stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, but I mean, like, that's... From their point of view, that's within their country, Jang. なんか自分の国の中だったら何やってもいいみたいなのはまだ分かるっていうか、その共感はしないけど理解はできるけど、そのいや、これに乗じてその他国をわざと貶めようとか他国の人をわざと犠牲にしようみたいなのが絶対そうだみたいなのは本当にそうかなと思うけど。
So you wouldn't you're not in favor of, I guess, the what appears to be some sort of decoupling from China. Well, it's strange. Like, I do think Japan should have its own domestic food production to support its population in the case of an emergency, and I do think that Japan does need to have its own domestic manufacturing capability for the same reasons, but I just wonder how far this kind of thing is going to go. If governments are subsidizing their own businesses to leave China, essentially, right?
まあ無理でしょう、日本は。だってそもそもの自給自足率もめちゃくちゃ低いし、そんな、I don't think it's realistic.
Well, I mean, it can be done to, it's just how much of it can be done. So certainly a lot can be done, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just how much is feasible, and, you know, what are the implications going forward? I don't know. It's kind of a weird. I don't really know what to make of it. I get the impression that, you know, China wants to control what people say, and some people are afraid of saying things that China wouldn't want them to say.
Right.
And there are people that are afraid that other people are afraid of China.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that whole vibe is whack.
Yeah, for sure. So, nah. I mean, it's weird. Like, Russia has that kind of a vibe too, but maybe because I live here and it's so far away. It's almost like this cartoon, you know, like, oh, Putin is on a bear, like,
yeah,
oh, he's fighting a tiger. I don't know. It's not, people don't really look at it as a threat, right?
Well, Russia,
or at least as an immediate threat or anything.
Well, they don't have the sort of authoritarian, they're not putting the same authoritarian moves on their own citizens, you know, and sort of obscuring information the same way that we presume China has been up to. And China is absolutely formidable in terms of their technology, their scientific knowledge, their engineering capability, their economy. They are a very capable country.
Yeah,
with a lot of
sure.
highly educated people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, nah.
So, just hope, you know, that all works out.
Yeah. 次。 エクセター大学の研究チームの5年間にわたる調査で、フラミンゴは群れの中で2羽から5羽の仲良しグループを作り、大半の時間をそのグループ内で過ごしていることが分かりました。調査では WWT スリムブリッジ湿地センターで暮らす合計350羽の4種類のフラミンゴをモニターしました。その結果、すべてのフラミンゴが一人で過ごす時間よりもオスメス混合の仲良しグループと過ごす時間の方が長く、同じグループと何年も一緒に過ごしていました。また誰かの足の健康状態が変化しても変わらず一緒に過ごしていました。複数のグループを渡り歩く超社交的なタイプの個体も存在しました。チームは動物園のフラミンゴを他の動物園に移動させる際などに、仲良しグループの個体を離れ離れにさせないように気をつける必要があると注意を呼びかけています。
A research team at Exeter University conducted a 5-year study and found that within large flocks, flamingos form smaller friendship groups of 2 to 5 flamingos with whom they spend the majority of their time. For their research, they monitored 4 species with a total of 350 individual flamingos living at the WWT Slim Bridge Wetlands Center. The researchers found that more than hanging out alone, most flamingos spent time with the same close, mixed group of male and female flamingos for years. Furthermore, they also observed flamingos which wandered between several groups. The research team suggests that when relocating groups of flamingos from one zoo to another, handlers should be careful not to break up these social groups.
そう、2016年にバイリンガルニュースにゲストで出ていただいた川端ひろとさ
ん
もこの環境エンリッチメントとか、まあ、動物園の動物の QOL の話とかをしてもらったんだけど、そう、この最後のやっぱり仲良しグループを離れ離れにさせないように気をつけないといけないとかっていうのも分かってないと気をつけようがないことだから、すごい大事だなと思った。
What happens
モルモットとか、
I was just wondering what happens if they do break up the social groups.
They get sad. they'll probably get really stressed out. So この研究は5年間見てたわけなんだけど、その5年の間で、例えば5年の調査を始めた最初に一緒にいたグループは、調査を終えた5年後にもそのまま仲良くしてたっていうことなのね。だからそれが、まあ、10年、まあ、フラミンゴの寿命は分かんないけど結構長いっぽいから、まあ、5年を超えてもずっと一緒なのか、まあ、どっかしらでメンバーの入れ替えがあったりするのかっていうのはよく分かんないんだけど、少なくとも5年は一緒にいるっていうことなんだよね。で、そのグループが苦手な個体とかは一緒に避けたりとかしてるらしくて、結構フラミンゴって複雑な社会性がある生き物らしいんだよね。で、それぞれの個体の特徴もすごいあって、性格もみんな違うから、すごいズーズーしい個体もいれば、控えめでいつも端っこにいるような個体もいるとか、だから、まあ、気が合う気が合わないみたいなのもある。
Birds are really complicated social creatures, right? Generally speaking.
そうで、やっぱりそのさっき言いかけたのは、モルモットもさ、まあ、ペットとしてやっぱり一匹で飼ったりとかっていうのがずっとされてきたけど、後々になって、あ、モルモットっていうのは群れで暮らすものだから一匹だとダメですよっていうことが分かったりしたじゃない。その習性っていうのがどんどん分かることによって、まあ、人間がキャプティブの状態、その捕まえてる状態で飼育するときに、まあ、彼らの QOL を向上させることができるっていう。でフラミンゴについては、この足の健康状態が悪化しても一緒にいましたっていうのが書いてあって、まあ、当然ずっと立ってるわけだから足の健康状態は重要なんだろうなと思ってちょっと調べたら、なんか動物園にいるフラミンゴは野生のフラミンゴに比べて足の状態がすごく悪くなっちゃうらしいのね。でこう動物園のみで見られる病変みたいなのが、まあ、4種類5種類ぐらいあって、例えばその皮がこう乾燥して剥がれてきちゃうみたいなこととか、足の裏がなんかすごく傷んじゃうみたいなとか。でその詳しい原因っていうのはよく分かってないんだけど、まあ、一つにはコンクリートがいけないんじゃないかっていう、 こう砂の上だったら、うん、なんか砂の上だとあまりそういう病変が起きないんだけど、動物園のコンクリートとか、その動物園の中でもさ、水が張ってあるところがあるじゃない。でその下がやっぱりコンクリートだったりすると、そこにずっと立ってるから、それがやっぱり野生と違くて良くないんじゃないかっていう論文は出てた。
I think that's the same for human beings, and I think we shouldn't be wearing shoes and we shouldn't have concrete everywhere.
そうね、人間もあのジョギングの時とかにね、コンクリートの上ずっと走ってると膝に悪いですよとか言うけど、まあそういうようなのがフラミンゴにもあるのかもしれない。Yeah, I just love this. まあこれもちろん仲良しグループっていう言い方は私が勝手に言ってるだけで、あのこんな可愛い感じには論文では書いてないんだけど、まあでも friendship、友情、友人関係っていうのをフラミンゴも形成しますよっていう。
I'm just imagining the intro to that Friends TV show, but everyone's a flamingo.
yeah, そうだよ。でもまさにそう、オスメス混合だからまさに Friends と一緒だ。
But how rich is their friendship, you know? Like, they just stand around and...
well,
I don't know,
so,
it's kind
of... so the paper said, そういう友情関係をまあ築いていくメリットとして、そのサバイバル的なメリットとしては、一人でいるより餌を見つけやすいとか、まあ、look out 的な敵が来た時に気づきやすいとか、まあ、そういうメリットがあると。
Hmm. Is it because they have individuality that they care who their friends are?
I don't know, but...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 会わない人もいるかも。
そうそうそう、と思うよ。なんか、まあ、人間、うん、人間に重ね合わせて考えちゃうと、そういう感じは予想できるよね。
We're monkeys, basically, so...
Yeah.なんかソーシャルバタフライタイプもいるって言ってて、そういう子はだからいろんなグループを渡り歩けるけど、例えば渡り歩けない個体もいるんだろうしね、そんなみんなとは仲良くできませんみたいな、それは人間に近いっていうか、すごい面白い。
Do you think
like,
that's because
like that too?
Is it because they are being rejected from many groups and they're unable to form strong bonds with a single group, or is it because they have their own curiosity at cross groups?Is it both?
The paper made it sound like it was the latter. It wasn't like this guy was rejected everywhere.
It's not that much like humans then.
yeah, it's funny because I was like that in high school to some extent.
I think I was like that too.
なんか毎日同じグループでランチ食べるのがすごい嫌だったから、いろんなグループを渡り歩いて、なんか今日はこの人たちと食べる、明日はこの人たちと食べるみたいな、それがなぜかこうみんなにアクセプトされてたっていうか OK だったんだけど、
mm-hmm. But you end up learning more and having a broader range of hobbies and interests, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. Like my husband is kind of like that too, I guess. なんか私の夫もサッカー部となんか演劇みたいなどっちも入ってたから、そのなんだろう、2つで全然こう友達のタイプが違う。なんかサッカー部の方はちょっとチャラいっぽいし、演劇の方はなんか真面目っぽいみたいな。
Well, people with humans at least, you know, your peers will try to put you in like a dork box or a joke box or like a whatever box, and then you're supposed to hang out with the other people that were put in the same box.
Yeah. So so. なんかそれがあまり面白くないなと思ったから。Your video's off somehow.
Is it? Am I alive?
I don't know. You
Wait,
tell me.
The video is off?
Yeah. Oh, it's back on.
I had to reset my Zoom bot.
Yeah, so I had this like popular group type friends, and then I had this one like super emo friend who had a lot of piercings and really dark thoughts, who would flip through, you know, dead body 写真集とか. And it was so interesting to me.
Yeah, if you don't have some of each type of friend like that, then you kind of don't get the same insight into, you know, what are these emo people doing, you know?
Yeah, I was super curious. なんか自分にはないものを持ちすぎてるっていうか、すごい不思議だった。なんかすごい謎のトカゲみたいなペット飼ってたりとかして、その子が。
Hmm. It's pretty emo. A snake is really where you want to be,
yeah.
though. Snake or spider, you know?
Yeah, but the, そうね。でも、
トカゲ is a little soft, actually.
でもトカゲって言ってもなんかでかいやつだよ。でかくてもう一日中動かないみたいなガチのやつ。イグアナじゃないけど、あれ何だったんだろう、なんかそういうのを飼ってたりとか。
I know someone who had a chameleon. It's pretty weird.
That's cool.
They're weak, well, though. You have to be very careful.
Hmm.
They try to die.
Oh.
I mean, I guess everything tries to.
Yeah, like human babies.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
次。
An analysis of 4 fossilized monkey teeth discovered in the Peruvian Amazon provides evidence that more than one group of ancient primates crossed the Atlantic Ocean from Africa to the Americas some 34 million years ago aboard natural rafts. The fossilized teeth are similar to fossilized teeth discovered in Africa, belonging to an extinct species called Talapithecus, which lived around the same time. Since plate tectonics and continental drift cannot explain how the animals traveled 1,400 kilometers to arrive in America, rafts are left as the most plausible explanation. Eric Seifert, lead author of the research, stated the following. It shows that in addition to the New World monkeys and a group of rodents known as caviomorphs, there's this third lineage of mammals that somehow made this very improbable transatlantic journey to get from Africa to South America. The extinct monkey has been named Ucayalipithecus perdita, which roughly translates to lost monkey of Ucayali in Greek. The monkey was quite small, around 20 centimeters tall, similar to a modern-day marmoset. The paper was published in Science by researchers at the University of Southern California.
ペルーのアマゾンで発見された4本の猿の歯の化石が証拠となり、およそ3400万年前、複数のグループの古代の霊長類が自然のイカダに乗って大西洋を渡り、アフリカからアメリカ大陸に移動していたことが分かりました。4本の歯は同じ時代に生きていたアフリカの絶滅種タラピテカスの歯の化石に酷似していますが、1400km をどうやって移動しアメリカ大陸までたどり着いたのか、プレートテクトニクスや大陸移動説では説明ができません。現時点では自然のイカダに乗って移動したという説が最も有力です。この猿はウカヤリピセカスペルディータと名付けられ、ギリシャ語でウカヤリの失われた猿という意味です。体は小さく体長20センチメートルほどで現代のマーモセットに似ています。チームを率いたエリック・サイファート氏は以下のように述べています。アフリカから南アメリカまで大西洋を越えて移動するというとてもありえない旅をどうやってかやり遂げたのは、新世界ザルと天竺ネズミジョーカに加え、これが3つ目の哺乳類です。論文は南カリフォルニア大学のチームによるもので、サイエンスに掲載されています。
Yep.
面白いね。イカダっていうとなんかこう木を組み合わせた人工のやつを思い浮かべちゃうけど、そういうわけじゃなくてこう、浮島とかそういうことだよね、きっと。
Well, we don't know for sure, but we're assuming they didn't build the rafts.
Yeah. なんかこう、yeah. たまたまの乗ってるところがプカプカ浮いてみたいな。なんかすごい話だなって思ったけど。
How long do you think it would take?
So I looked into it because I was too curious. そしたらこうアフリカから南米までのその大西洋の距離が、まあ、当時は今の半分ぐらい、で海流もそっち向きに流れてたからうまくいけば2週間ぐらいで着いたって書いてあった。
I reached a different conclusion. The Atlantic Ocean was smaller than it is today, but it was still probably over 1,000 kilometers and from what I saw. And the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey has used bottles to send messages, and they did research in 1854 where they put messages in bottles, and those bottles were able to travel 1,200 kilometers in 59 days. So it largely depends on the currents, you know, what the currents are like. And I don't know if we have models of the ocean currents from 34 million years ago, but probably at least Nishukan, but I would estimate 2 to 3 months, actually.
That's a long time.
If you went, I mean, it probably didn't go straight there, you know, and it's also more likely. So this happened, what do you call this? The Eocene Oligocene boundary. And this is when ice started piling up. The Antarctic ice sheet started to pile up and the sea levels fell. And that actually revealed islands that were not there previously. So it's highly likely that the reason why the monkeys showed up at that time is because the ice was building up and the sea level fell and created an island chain. Because if the trip is too long, then they'll die.
Yeah.
But if the trip goes to an island and then it leaves from the island again and you do this sort of island hopping thing, it's a lot more likely that they would have survived the trip that way.
So, yeah, that makes more sense. じゃないとね、だって移動は多分たまたまというかその 準備してお出かけしているわけじゃないはずだから。
Now, how do you survive out in the middle of the ocean like that if you're a 20 centimeter tall monkey on a raft?
しかもだからグループでってことだもんね。
They reproduced. Yeah.
大移動だよね。
Have you thought about...
Yeah, this is so interesting. I love this story.
Have you thought about what it would be like to cross the ocean on a raft like this?
No. I mean, there are books and stories about that kind of stuff, right?
I love that stuff. It's so interesting.
I bet.
And there are YouTubers that have done solo sailing from like LA to Hawaii, for example. And you can do that in a month, maybe a bit less than a month. I mean, probably between 20 and 30 days. You can get from LA to Hawaii just with air, just air power, just the wind.
That's insane.
And people have done it hitoride. So this is really getting some, it's becoming popular right now because people that live by themselves are having to do isolation like hitoride, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, feel like they're going to lose their mind stuck inside their apartment by themselves. And so people are going on YouTube and watching these solo sailing expeditions because it's kind of similar. And you get to watch you get to see someone vlogging the transformation of their mind, their psychology. You know, I've now been in the ocean by myself for 7 days. I've now been out here for, you know, 10 days, now 14 days. And then, you know, they start to have this creepy little smile on their face. Like these people, the solo sailors, about 2.5 weeks in, they have this little smile on their face the whole time. Yeah, so
the whole time.
Pretty good. Yeah, I mean, this is a generalization. This is not true. But what my theory is that you develop this little smile that just stays on your face, even if you're talking about something bad. because
that's scary.
Your facial expressions are not being seen by anyone. So you're just trying to modulate your own mood. And so the way you control your own mood and your own sanity is by having this little smile where you're just like, yeah, you know, so the jib just ripped off and fell into the ocean or whatever it is. But you, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to die probably.
Yeah.
If you solo sailing is very dangerous, or being on a raft or anything like that's very dangerous, obviously. Because you can make a mistake and you can die. No one will find out for a while or ever find your body or anything, you know. It's all up to you. You got to have huge balls to do that. So I think it's cool. I'm too scared to do
it. Would you do it?
Well, my family had a sailboat when we were living in Texas. And we would sail on a lake. It was a 21-foot boat. It's a lot of fun. Sailing is a lot of fun and I love it, but I really don't like feeling seasick. It's just the worst feeling. And, so if you're out on the sea for more than a couple of weeks, when you come back to land, your coordination is all messed up and you're going to have this weird sea legs phenomenon where you feel like you're still on the boat even though you're on solid ground.
Yeah, I've had that on cruise. Yeah, I don't really like ships in general.
Well, cruise ships aren't so appealing now either.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing I like is the ones in Hawaii, you know, the nakasa 船の後ろ側が網網になってるやつ。
I'm not sure.
なんか船の後ろが網になってて、ザバーンってこう水が入ってくるみたいな。
後ろ? You mean like a catamaran?
What's that?
A catamaran is a boat that has like two pontoons and then there's a like a trampoline stretched across the middle.
Yes, そうそうそう。
So you're like sitting right over the water?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, catamarans are really cool. I designed a catamaran where it has these two open pontoons and you can stack them inside of each other.
Okay.
And so it would fit inside of like a car. But I haven't built it because I don't know how to do metal work.
Now you have 3D printer.
It's way too big to 3D print it. Things take a really long time with the 3D printer, so you have to be... I'm one loom da kara. It's like tsurai. It's like, oh, this is going to take 8 hours to print, you know?
Urusai ってこと?
Yeah, it's loud.
Ah, そういうことか.
Yeah.
Your video's off.
You're just going to have to ignore...
Deal with it. Where did that go?
I don't know. We can't get technology to cooperate with us in terms of video.
All right, 次.
I wanted to mention about monkeys. There's New World monkeys and Old World monkeys, and we call New World monkeys because they're in America, which is like the New World, because they started not in America. They started in Africa. Actually, they think monkeys may have originated in Asia and spread from there. And then there's a bunch of differences in how they look. And I don't know if you've seen like all the different monkeys.
Yeah. Have you?
You've seen all the monkeys.
I've seen all the monkeys in the entire world.
This is the biggest rabbit hole of this whole thing, is if you start looking at all the different kinds of monkeys there are, it never ends. They all have different faces and they look like people you know. You know, there's a monkey that looks like Noam Chomsky. There's a monkey that looks like George Bush. It just goes on and on. And they have such colorful faces. There's a monkey called the mustache monkey and it actually has a mustache.
Actually?
Yeah. Just look up mustache monkey.
Mustache. あ、本当だ。ちょっと待って。予想以上。
It is, right? Like, so I just started looking at monkey faces.
待って、mustache monkey の赤ちゃんの写真もある。いい、かわいい。
Wait, is the mustache 生まれつき？
いや、赤ちゃんの時はね、もっと全然短くてふわっとしてる。
It's like a pencil stash.
かわいい。ちょっと待って、これはやばい。一生見れるな。
Yeah. I was just staring at monkey faces. There's something about like how human they look that just is really...
These guys are way cuter than humans though. でもあの、なんだろう、猿の種類によっては猿に見えないやつもいない？猿に見えないっていうか。
You know the proboscis monkey?
What's that?
Proboscis monkey.It has a really long nose. It has like a human long
nose.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Tengu zaru みたいな。
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. そうだね。とか普通にマーモセットとかもさ、猿っていうよりなんか。
Mm-hmm. But like this mustache monkey, there are like so many of these monkeys that we don't know about, personally don't know about, that have really interesting, colorful faces. You know, these weird...baboons and gibbons and I don't know, spider monkeys and
やばいね。mustache monkey みんな絶対ググった方がいいよ。
Yeah, we can post the mustache monkey.
めっちゃかわいい。
So the baby one does have a mustache.
Baby はなんかふさふさってちょっと口の周りに生えてる感じ。でもすごい長いわけじゃない。
うん。
めっちゃかわいい。
Do you think they have it for the same reason that humans have it? Whatever that reason
what's
is.
What's the reason? What is the reason for humans to have it?
I don't know.
おしゃれってこと？おしゃれのためってこと？
I don't know. I thought it did something. It like...I don't know. Why do people have hair on their face? What does it do?
I mean, you would know way better. I don't have... でもその
It just means I don't have to shave. That's why I have hair on my face. That's its function.
あ、そういうこと?
Is that I don't have to shave.
でも形とかがあるわけじゃん。その、mustache でも beard でも、こう、ここはちょっと剃って、ここは残すとかさ。
Yeah.
それはどうやって決めるの?
I'm not really doing any of that.
あ、そうなんだ。
This is my natural hige.
そっか。
But yeah, a lot of people are doing crazy stuff. You know, people are like waxing their hairline and stuff. You know, like the, what do you call it? The 赤ちゃんの hair. And like people are... managing their facial hair way too much, in my opinion. But
I'm always curious about this hige management because obviously I don't have any. And oh, hey, you're back.
You're gone now.
So you're not. Wait. So you're not doing. You're not doing anything. なんかこのさここだけをする人とかいるじゃん。このなんていうの
What do you mean?
口の端っこから顎にかけて下だけ
You mean leaving only that part? The handlebar mustache?
No, like shaving No, shaving only that part.
How would that even look? I don't think I have ever seen that in my life.
Like, I think my husband does that.
Shaves here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, to like separate the mustache and the beard, ってこと?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there are a lot of people where it doesn't connect or it only connects on one side.
Okay.
And so they shave it off. Because like for years, only my left side was ちゃんとつながってる。
Oh, okay.
So,
今はどっちもつながってるってこと?
完璧。
なんで?変わったってこと?ヒゲが。
If you pee on your fingers and just rub a little pee on your...
Yeah, right. Your, No, but seriously, what happened?
No, it was just age. It slowly like fills in as you get older, your hige. So all guys, when they're like 15 to 18, they're like, oh, it's not growing. Like, oh, and it's like this whole thing.
So,
and some people, it never really like grows in for some people.
でも今マイケルはさ、このだから口ひげ部分とサイドと下が生えてるじゃん。
Yeah.
でもこのほっぺのここは剃ってるわけでしょ。
Here?
そう。あ、うん、もっとこっち横んとこ。
Well, I have a few like wandering hige. It's sparser up here.
Right.
So there's like a lot less here. Some people, they have full hige like all the way up to their eyelids. You know, like some people from Okinawa, they just have hige all the way up to like past their nose.
Eyelids? Like, way no way.
Yeah, they do. I've seen people, they shave like up here. It grows all the way up here. There's a Japanese MMA fighter that's like this. Can't remember his name. Boku something. But he's got hige all the way up here. And it's...
Huh.
I don't really... Yeah.
だから人によって全然違うから面白いね。
Yeah. I don't know if it varies with mustache monkeys.
But... Do people dye mustache hair? なんか白髪染めみたいなとか。
Maybe if you're like IT 大臣 or something. Like one of these.
What? IT 外人?
Oh, I said 大臣, but...
Oh, 大臣.
Yeah.
What? Why?
I don't know. I've noticed these IT specialists just look really weird. Like I saw the Japanese IT, the guy who's in charge of IT. He's got like silver hair. And then if you look at like Taiwan,
or
Taiwan's IT guy.
Audrey Tan.
Who's that? The Taiwan guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who he is?
Yeah, the one with the long hair, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows him. He's the genius IT guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's happening.
It's funny because you kind of expect guys like that to be shut out of government because they're caught did it. But
that's the cool thing about Taiwanese government. You know, I feel like they put a lot of importance in chanto expertise, which is insane that I have to say it like なんかすごい特別なこと because I think it's supposed to be 普通, but. Here in Japan, at least, that's not normal. So,
it I'm certainly really seems like just some oji-chan just gets assigned to whatever it is.
本当そうだよ。で、なんかこれから勉強しますみたいな感じでさ。It's like, are you serious? 普通の企業でもそんなの無理だよ。通用しないよ。
Well, they brought the Japanese guy with the silver hair, right? So.
He doesn't have silver hair. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Oh, it's totally Gimpatsu.
Gimpatsu? I don't know which one you're talking about. Anyway. Yeah.
Maybe he dyed it. Maybe I'm confused. I can't keep track of these guys.
Yeah, it's just all oji-chan.
Yeah.
いや、台湾のね、この人とか本当に、まあみんな思ってると思うよ。
But what if it's all style? What if he's just all style? He's actually terrible. He's just got the ロン毛, like hikikomori style going.
No, he really isn't.
Yeah. Well, as long as people have confidence in it.
Audrey Tang.
But these guys aren't even wearing like a suit or anything. It'll be interesting. I don't know what year this would happen, but
it's not necessary.
But can you imagine, you know,
oh, wait,
politicians
shit. Oh, wait, I didn't know, but he goes by she.
Who does?
So she's a transgender, Audrey Tang. I didn't know this at all. Oh. But, yeah, so she.
Well, sorry for misgendering.
But, yeah, so, yeah, that's, I think that makes the Taiwanese government extra open-minded.
I guess Longge is not really that surprising or that weird. So start up.
Yeah. そっか。だって若いんだよ、しかも。She's 38.
Wow. There are some young people getting some interesting positions. Isn't the prime minister of Norway like 32 or something? You know the prime minister of Norway?
Norway was so
She's like younger than us. I think so.
Norway?
Maybe she's a little bit older than us.
Sweden? Sweden は違う。
絶対 Norway だよ。Like 35歳 or something. I think so.
絶対違う。
Some Scandinavian country with just there's a bunch of smoking hot prime ministers in Scandinavia.
Well, あの、アーダーンとかすごい若いよね。ジャセンダー。
Who's that?
ニュージーランドの首相。
Oh. Yeah, is she
she's in her 40s? She's 39.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm so jealous of her. 本当に、I'm so jealous of New Zealand. All the people in New Zealand, they're so lucky.
What, that bunny rabbit story or
No, that's just one of the, you know, press conferences that she did. But I don't know if you've seen any other video where she's talking about corona and whatever, lockdown. But
what do you think of Abe's video?
She's so genuine. She's so real. She's a real human being who actually cares about the people in her country, which is so rare these days, unfortunately. So it's so refreshing. Yeah. It's so refreshing.
I don't know if she can like meet Putin and do all the crazy that level stuff. If I was in New Zealand, though, I think I'd be very happy.
Me too. I mean, I talk about her on Twitter and, you know, it's like, どこのリーダーも当然完璧な人っていうのはいないわけじゃん。だから、例えば、まあ、トゥルドーもいろいろブラックフェイスとかやらかしてるし、まあ、ジャセンダーも、ね、何か掘り起こせばあるのかもしれないけども、少なくともこの誠実さっていうところ、人間として信用できる感じっていうのはすごくこう、まあ、私からすると珍しい。
I'd like to think that's possible, but
そうなの?
I just want to focus on, I just try to focus on like, what happens, what do they do? How is the law changing? And just give up on the personal aspect.
No, but I think the fact that she's so genuine is working really well in this corona crisis, you know?
People listen to her?
People listen to her and the communication style, just not just her, but the government, they've been pretty honest and open about scientific data and what they've been doing and how they compare their original predictions to the, you know, to what's happening right now.
Do they have pretty high compliance in New Zealand? I imagine they would.
They started the lockdown pretty early on.
But like the public is complying quite well, right?
Yeah, because they've その保証とかがすごいちゃんとしてるからそのロックダウンに合わせてみんながちゃんとロックダウンしても大丈夫なようにファイナンシャルサポートとかもすごい用意してコミュニケーションもすごいうまく科学的な情報を外にガンガン出していくっていう方法を取ったから今のところ多分一人ぐらいしか亡くなってないんじゃないかな。すごいうまくいってる。
Well, it's pretty far out there too, so they have a little bit of an advantage. But
yeah, but it could have. I think it could have gone way worse. Their prediction was way worse than their current status.
What do you think of
so
Japan's status?
I don't know.
There's a lot of people on TV getting infected, and like 芸能人 and 何だっけ?
Yeah.
Some networks.
Yeah, like announcer and actors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it's... Again, I think it's the communication.
But what would better communication produce? Like better compliance with the stay-at-home
suggestion? Yeah, better compliance and... デマが広まるとかパニックが起きるみたいなこと? とかこうみんながどうしたらいいのかわからないから不安が増大するみたいなことはもうちょっと少なくできると思うけどね。 Like,
yeah, I think
currently,
so.
その政府のメッセージとその政府の中の専門家のメッセージがすごい乖離してたりとか矛盾してたりとかっていうのが何度も繰り返されてるから、そうなってくると、あれっていう、その専門家の意見を政府がちゃんと把握しているのかどうかもわからん。まあ、外から見ると当然わからないし、とか。
We've learned a lot, I think, in the past few weeks, and I think we've learned that the experts have been wrong about a lot. That's just overwhelmingly true. And like the WHO is useless. I think that's confirmed. And there's just been how basic information regarding characteristics of the virus in terms of its transmissibility, its lethality, all of that information was wrong. It was all wrong. Right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the information gets updated, and that's necessary. Like, you can't just stick to the old assumptions and information.
No, but they had confidence levels in that information that were... They shouldn't have had that confidence level.
Yeah, right. So there are a lot of experts. Like, I saw this guy who's specifically talking about that.
Dr. Fauci said the same thing. He said we were wrong. We were totally wrong about the virus.
Yeah, so それはコロナに限らず大切だと思うんだけど. But yeah, I think, I mean,
should have been more pessimistic.
その私は感染症は専門家じゃないからわかんないんだけど、自分の本業って意味で言うと、だからその政府のコミュニケーションはうまくいってないなと思うし、安倍さんのその話題になった炎上した動画とかもそうなんだけど。
The mask thing. Now everyone's saying masks work. The media was shaming people for wearing a mask and saying that it didn't work, wasn't effective. Bullshit. It's crazy. The misinformation, like there's so much talk about DEMA, but the official information has been bullshit. This whole time, it's crazy, you know?
Well,
It wasn't the truth. I mean, it's so apparent now.
I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to do this. I don't want you to get worked up like this.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't help anybody. Like, the information gets updated. The experts are wrong when, you know, they have limited information. And yes, it is a problem when they have this authoritative, like condescending attitude, and they look down on people. That is definitely a problem. But you know, we just need to keep calm and just do what we need to do. And it is important to criticize the government for sure. You know, fuck all the people who tell you to stay quiet.
Well, we need to figure out what's wrong with our system, because our system produced inaccurate information, which was disseminated through the WHO and elsewhere, but we had the wrong impression of the characteristics of the virus itself. And I think that's very dangerous. And this totally could have played out a different way where the virus was even more deadly and it could have been, you know, so catastrophic for like the human species. So I think we really need to figure out what's wrong with our system so that this sort of thing can't happen again.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I hope shocking. That we can. Yeah. And I hope that we, you know, learn, we and the government learns a lot from this experience.
Yeah.
I'm not too hopeful about that in Japan, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's. I don't know. I think
a lot of people feel frustrated, you know.
For sure.
Seeing how it's all played out. And we had trust in our experts, and I think that trust has been eroded. So it's unfortunate. I mean, the whole thing is, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Well, there's some good news. I mean, they think Abigan might work, and we're, you know, it probably won't wipe out the human race or anything like that. You know, it's not going to be that level, so.
Hold on, my phone needs to be charged. Let me go get the cable real quick.
Okay.
Now I have to put the phone like this.
Oh no, you're sideways. Well, then if I turn my phone, then I'm going to be sideways.
So we can both be sideways.
But I think...
There you go.
Does that work?
There you go.
Okay. Getting worked up over the virus.
That's actually better. I'm saying this because, I've been trying to stay away from Twitter because everyone is so angry, and that's okay. You know, it's normal. It is a frustrating, stressful times, but as an individual, you know, because this is going to be a long-term crisis,
mm-hmm.
It's not good for your mental health to, you know, emotionally invested in this for an extended period of time every single day.
Do you know people that have gotten the virus and been hospitalized?
I know.
Because now I know people personally.
Directly, no. Just my friend's friends and that kind of stuff. And someone's family.
Mm.
But not someone directly.
I heard an account from someone that I know from school. And she had been doing self-quarantine, self-isolation by herself.
Mm.
Well, obviously. And she never went outside she didn't go outside for like 2 months, but she got infected from delivery.
Hmm.
Yeah. So now she's in the hospital. I hope she'll be okay.
That's scary.
But yeah, you know, just from a delivery. So you got to be careful with the deliveries and, you know, touching anything that's has the tsuru-tsuru, you got to be careful.
Yeah, 最近メディアで言われてるよね。その、まあ、デリバリーもそうだし、グロッサリーとかも、その、買って、外から持ってきて、すぐに開けて食べる場合は、ちゃんとディスインフェクションしてくださいね、みたいな。まあ、その、24時間とか、時間を空ける分には、いいけども、すぐ食べる場合は、その、外側の梱包をやっぱり気をつけないといけない。
Yeah, that was very scary to hear. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about Oumuamua.
I'd love to. So, 次. New research published on Monday in Nature Astronomy by researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the University of California, Santa Cruz used computer simulations to predict how a seemingly bizarrely shaped object like Oumuamua may have been formed. Oumuamua is an interstellar object discovered on October 19th, 2017, which featured an unusually elongated shape and puzzling non-gravitational acceleration. It is estimated to be up to 1,000 meters long and 167 meters wide. The object originated from the direction of the Lyra constellation and is currently exiting the solar system with an orbital speed of 26.33 kilometers per second. Study author Lin explained as follows. We showed that Oumuamua-like interstellar objects can be produced through extensive tidal fragmentation during close encounters of their parent bodies with their host stars, and then ejected into interstellar space.
今週月曜日にネイチャーアストロノミーに掲載された中国科学院とカリフォルニア大学サンタクルーズ校の研究で、コンピューターシミュレーションを使ってオウムアムアがなぜあのような不思議な形になったのかを予測しました。オウムアムアは2017年10月19日に発見された星間物体で、珍しい棒状の形と重力によるものではない謎の加速が特徴です。全長1キロメートル、幅は167メートルと推定されています。コト座方面からやってきたとされ、現在毎秒 26.33 キロメートルの軌道速度で太陽系から去ろうとしています。チームのリン氏は以下のように述べています。私たちはオウムアムアのような星間物体がその母体とホストとなる星の接近の際に、潮汐力によって粉々になることで生まれ、星間空間に弾き出されているということを示しています。
Yep. Also, the researchers' computer models of the structural dynamics of tidal forces showed that the gravitational forces of a star can quickly dismantle a passing solid body so that it has a ratio of long axis to short axis of greater than 10 to 1. And thermal models showed that it could melt and recondense in that configuration as it left the star, while leaving enough volatiles beneath the surface to facilitate outgassing.
So, エイリアンのものじゃないっていう話がどんどん強化されていく。
Right. Well, we assume that it's not aliens and try to figure out what it could be from there.
Yeah. So. Hi. Mommy's still recording. Sorry. It's okay. See you later. Sorry.
So they expected this to be an icy body. Because comets are ejected from our Oort cloud quite often. Mm. So we would expect other solar systems to also eject high numbers of icy bodies. That means comets. Yeah, but obviously it wasn't. It was this crazy cigar-shaped thing.
Hmm. So it's still in the solar system? It's about to leave?
I'm not sure. It may have left already.
Hmm.
It's going somehow pretty fast.
Somehow I thought it was like もう超遠く. So I was a bit surprised that it's still...
I don't know. Oh, they have the live position data.
Oh, wow.
I cannot understand this map. Never mind. What's going on here?
なかったことに。
Yeah, anyways. this map... It's just not clear whether this is within our solar system. I mean, it's giving the position in the sky. So if you want to look at it or look where it is, but I'm wondering where it actually is. But yeah, it's far away in either case, much further from the sun than we are.
Yeah.
So this study, you know, they created a computer model of this cigar-shaped of actually of a round object passing a much, much larger, more massive round object. Mm. And if it flies past a star really close, just barely misses the star, it gets whipped around, and the gravitational forces are so strong when it just does that pass. You know, if you have two magnets and you kind of, it just gets much more powerful if it flies very near. If it flew a little bit further away from the star, then this probably wouldn't happen. But they found this unique case where a certain material object could be broken apart and then sort of strung out by that passing of the gravitationally massive object. And it's broken into little pieces. But then as that thing moves away from the sun, it's like melted and ripped apart. But as it floats away from the sun, it cools and hardens into this cigar shape.
Hmm.
So...
これオーマームアって2017年だったんだね。
うん。
結構最近の感じしない？意外と結構前だね。
I think 2017 is 最近 sort of.
でももう3年、まあ、2年半とか。
Yeah, but
そんな前だっけこの話したの
？2020 is kind of a write off, you know.Does this year count?
It probably doesn't.
How do you feel like time's moving, or we've kind of paused it? Like everyone in the world's kind of decided we're going to sort of pause things.
そうだね。もう完全にポーズしてるね。
It feels like it's paused, but I guess it's not actually paused.
Yeah. そうね。I think especially for kids who are not going to school とか完全にパーズしてる感じだと思うけど。
But they're like growing.
I know.
You know, stuff's happening.
I know. Yeah,
it's crazy. The world's still turning.
ね。
You ever check on how fast time feels? Like, I have a clock in my bathroom. Not my bathroom, but my bath room. My room with the bath in it.
洗面所ってこと？どういうこと？
The room with the bath in it.
浴室ってことね。
Is there a word for that in English?
Shower room? I don't know.
But I don't have a... I guess there's a sort of a shower, but... Anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I have a clock in my room that has a bath in it.
Okay.
The bath in it. I only have one bath. But sometimes I'm sitting in the bathtub, and if I don't have the kanken on, all I can hear is the clock. Just this little...
Okay. Yeah. I can't stand that.
Sometimes I just think about how fast does it feel? Does it feel... a little fast, or does it feel like, what's the subjective quality? Like, can I measure that? Because the clock is the same, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I can, it's like, if I'm stressed out, I might check on the clock. It's not a deliberate thing. It's just in that, the room that contains the bath.
っていうかさ、浴室に時計かけてる人珍しくない
？Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why would you have that to begin with?
In お風呂？
Yeah.
So that the lady that says stuff when I push the oidaki button, that whole panel is behind me if I'm in the bath. Because you don't want to have your back against that, what's that, maru yatsu, where the water comes out.
Right.
Right? So my feet are that way, right? So the panel is behind me, so I can't see the clock in the panel. the
yeah.
next to the oidaki button. So there's a clock hanging on the side where I can see it.
So you don't have to turn around.
Yeah, because the worst thing you can do is set up a situation where you need to turn your neck soon after you've woken up. It's the worst thing you can do. Just don't, after you wake up, just don't turn your head for like...
Wait, you fall asleep in the bathtub?
No, I mean when I, if you wake, I wake up and then...
お風呂入るじゃん。お風呂入って
I don't want to turn my neck like 180 like an owl, because that's when you get the neck crick problem, you know? So like I kept getting neck cricks, and the reason why I was getting a crick in my neck is because I would wake up and then take a bath. So right after I woke up, I would try to turn my head all the way around to see this stupid clock, and I kept getting a crick in my neck. So I put a clock, on the side so that I don't have to turn my neck.
Okay.
Does your head turn more 180 度ないでしょ、ないでしょ。
ないけど、普通にこう前に出て、なんていうの、体ごと振り返れば見えるんじゃない
you also don't want to be in the bathtub for too long. So it,
yeah.
I kind of like to have the ticking second hand. It's kind of like sauna or something, right?
ああ、焦らせられない？
うん。You want to know how long you've been in there. You don't want to like, のぼせちゃって, pass out and.
Right.
This makes tons of sense.
あまりにもなんていうの、特殊すぎる。
It's totally normal.
問題すぎる。
普通だ。みんなやってるよ。
あ、絶対やってない。みんなやってる。絶対やってない。まあでもお風呂はいいよね。
I think so. It's,
yeah.
It may have some health benefits, so.
あ、そう、なんか今週そういう論文あったよ。毎日お風呂入ると心疾患のリスクが下がりますみたいな。
It's yeah. also, if you are in poor health and close to having like a heart problem, taking a really hot bath could be a high risk thing to do. But if you take regular hot baths,
yeah,
and you're used to it, I think you can get like the heat shock proteins or whatever. And
yeah. 私も前は結構45度とかなんかまあ
普通の45行く
44度45度とうん結構暑いの
45 is pretty hot, I think.
あじゃあ5嘘かなまあ43、4度とかかな
4I think 42 is 普通。45 is like
そっか、45は嘘だ、
じゃん。
そっか。まあ43度とかだったのかな。でも妊娠して熱いお風呂入っちゃダメになったから39とか、40とか。で今子供いるからさ、熱いお風呂入っちゃうと油分が全部取れちゃって乾燥しちゃうじゃん。だから、今もそのちょっとぬるめ入ってるけど。意外とちょうどいい。
Do you do oedaki after you're in there?
No. Why would I do that?
Usually I get in and it starts to feel a little nurui. And I do oedaki while I'm in the ohuro.
Oh.
You don't do that?
あ、でもなんか保温にしてあるから確かに勝手に熱いのは足されるけどね。And that feels really good.
Yeah. I like that stable...temperature. That's the main difference between your bath at home and like onsen. The onsen is just, it's staying hot, you know?
Yeah.
So,
seitaku. 何の話？そうね、でも温泉とか行きたいよね。だからこう、この外出自粛が終わったらどうやって過ごすかっていうのを妄想してる人多いと思うけど。いや、私はでも今、そうやって言ったけど全然妄想してないけど普段。
Yeah. Nice to have some fantasies.
Yeah, I guess. But I think it really helps that I have a child. So basically, I live with someone who has no idea what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has no idea what coronavirus is. And that's great, you know, for my own mental health.
Yeah.
It helps a lot. And I have two cats. They also don't know what's going on. So, それはすごいいい。めちゃくちゃいい。
Do you ever forget about it? Like, completely forget?
No.
No. Sometimes no, I wake up and I've just completely forgotten this whole thing's going on.
But yeah, I mean, I take him out to parks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And spend some time outside, and he can run around, and it's empty, so there's no one.
Mm-hmm.
And I have plants in my balcony. I take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any shiitake yet?
No, but I have shungiku.
Hmm. How does that work?
Shungiku ne, ii yo. Kekko, nanka, chanto sodatsu yo.
Hmm.
I have shungiku, basil, rosemary, and Italian parsley.
Hmm.
For edible ones, and the rest are not edible.
I really like watching the shiitake is really interesting. You know, plants are interesting too, but shiitake is just so fast. Like you almost feel like you can see it growing.
Sokka. How many like, do you have now?
Well, I've harvested all of them and I'm letting the log rest. So there's a log, and the log is partly rotten.
Yeah.
And you soak the log in water. And then it sets off these shiitake. But every once in a while, you have to let the log chill out.
Hmm.
So it can, I don't know what it's doing. It's really complicated. Like, shiitake are...
どんぐらいの期間休む必要があるの?
Like a few days.
Oh.
And you just stop... You just let it dry out a bit, and it just can't keep the same pace. It takes some time for the spores or whatever to do what they're doing. But it's you're converting a rotting log into delicious food. It's just the craziest thing. And the log is dead. So like a fungi, well, the shiitake is a primary decomposer. There's primary and secondary decomposers. And decomposer is part of the ecosystem cycle, right? So like at the end, when something dies and falls over in the forest needs to process that. And the way it does it is with fungi, primary and secondary decomposers. And shiitake is a primary one, which means that it can grow sideways or on the top, or it's a bit easier to grow than something like a portobello mushroom.
Right.
But they're so humble, you know. They just
they're humble.
They're humble because they don't kill anything at all. They're literally cleaning. They're cleaning the forest. You know, they're taking dead decomposing material and using that for their energy. Super humble.
So are you, so 毎日 shiitake 食べてんの? そしたら?
Not right now because it's QK, but later I will. I ate all of them already. So
how many did you get in the end in total?
Probably like 60 or something, 50, 60.
Whoa. Shiitake. That's a lot.
Yeah. And they're pretty big. You actually want to harvest them before they totally like open up or whatever. But, I have this log and it was just covered in shiitake at the beginning.
Oh God. Like, I don't really want to think about that.
Like every space of the log. And
I don't really want to visualize it.
And it's like getting bigger and bigger. Every time it's in my Genkan. So every time I like look over, I'm like, whoa. it's growing, duh, but you know, but it's
that's
like
kind of scary.
even like in 3 or 4 hours you look over and you can clearly see the difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that you have your own food source.
Yeah. I don't think it has that many calories or anything.
One less trip to the supermarket.
Yeah.
I guess.
Keeping that at a minimum.
Yeah.
This is next level hikikomori, so.
Yeah. そうだね.
I thought I was like a pro at this, but it's, you know, even the most comfortable hikikomori, I think, are beginning to feel the effects.
Hmm. Yeah, I was wondering, I was talking to my friend the other day. なんだろう、付き合いたてのカップルとかってどうしてんのかなっていう。
Hmm.
こう、全然会えないのも辛いけど、じゃあ一緒に住んじゃって、一緒にいましょうっていうのもさ、付き合いたてだったら逆に別れたりしそうじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
こんな一緒にいたら。
It's kind of an accelerator. It just makes whatever it is happen way faster.
I know. だからカップルみんなどうしてんだろうってちょっと気になってる今。
It could be really fun though. Way more than like some guy sitting by himself in his underwear. And
yeah.
I'm sure there are plenty of...
It's either super fun or super stressful, right? So... どっちかに触れてる気がしてちょっと気になってる。
Yeah. Well, there are reports like, that people are stressing out about all this stuff, obviously. Like the rates of everything, domestic everything are up. You know?
Yeah. そうだね。Yeah. Yeah, for me, it's kind of, it reminds me of my husband's 育休.
Hmm.
Although he is working at home, but still, mm-hmm. you know, he's here all the time. And that's mm-hmm. not, it doesn't feel like it's something entirely new because we just had ikkyu when my son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're coping pretty well here.
Do you have any special magic strategies for coping? I saw something on TV where this mom was like, what was it? She had like a little tent in the living room and she would like send her, the kid, she had a few kids, but if the kid was, it was like, if they weren't nice, they have to go into the tent and then テントに入ったら優しくなるパターン。
Ah, okay.
So,
huh. Well, I guess we're lucky in a sense that my son is still, you know, one. And
mm-hmm.
it's not like he's missing education. Or, you know, like, it's not like we have to homeschool him right now.
What if you had a crazy rebellious teenager right now?
I know. So that's what I was wondering too. I mean, if you have like two teenagers at home or something and...
Well, you hope they're,
you know, and they're like really stressed out. They can't see their mm-hmm. friends, whatever. And I don't know how all the parents are dealing with that right now. Especially if you live in Tokyo and you didn't have any backyard or, you know, anything, then you could go nuts, I guess.
Well, my place is pretty small.
Yeah, so how are you dealing with that?
Well, it seems to be going pretty well so far.
That's good.
No major issues, but yeah. I mean, it's, what is this place, like 30 square meters?
Yeah.
And
so you're sharing that space with your girlfriend, right?
That is correct. It's going lovely. No issues
That's
whatsoever,
nice.
Ever.
Ever?
Ever. No, it's
Ever.
Going really well.
That's good.
Yeah, but there's just a lot of awareness about that constraint. You know, there's a lot of awareness about like, you know, this is supposed to be a really stressful situation, so you just try to keep that in mind.
Huh, okay.
So that helps. Because if you just think everything's normal and you guys are getting stressed out when everything's normal, that's different, right?
I guess, yeah. Sold on it. And at least it's not like you guys just started dating or anything. So
yeah,
I think that makes a huge difference.
Mm.
Right?
I hope people generally are doing okay. I think we're quite fortunate that compared to a lot of people who are just their work, their ability to provide for themselves. There are so many people that are just in unimaginably difficult situations. They don't know whether to try to keep doing what they were doing or maybe it's already just fallen apart. But just, I took a walk around here and all the businesses are shutting. They're all shutting. They've just torn it all down. They work so hard. There are stores around here. They spent I watch guys build this place for months and they just finished it. They didn't even open it yet. And now they got to close it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get the Masuka Nimai and Sanjimang or whatever assistance they need. Because, it's not anyone's fault. Well, it's not their fault. We don't know if it's anyone's fault yet, but it's not their fault.
本当にね. I mean, yes, economy is important for people to survive, but if people don't make it, then there's no point in having the economy.
Yeah, I think work is extra. It's like a privilege, you know. It's something that we were able to, it's a situation that humans were able to create for themselves, given those circumstances. But survival comes first, you know.
So, 本当にそう思う。 それはなんか政府にはちゃんと分かってほしい。
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really trying to, so
not
like, you know. Yeah, because it's so easy. It's so easy to be super angry.
I've been watching too much TV.
With the government. Oh my God. Don't ever watch TV. So that's my advice to everybody. Don't fucking watch TV. It's useless. It's only stressful. It's not even like they have enough information to give you. Don't fucking watch Japanese TV. News とワイドショー本当にやめた方がいい。テレビは絶対見ない方がいい。マジで意味ない。ストレスになるだけ。
They don't. Yeah. There's not enough. There isn't this sense of productivity.
本当にそう。だから楽しい番組見るんだったらいいけど、なんか笑えるようなやつとか。
And they're not wearing masks.
So news とワイドショー本当絶対見ない方がいい。マジで意味ない。なんかもう。
Don't get worked up about ワイドショー and TV.
だ結局なんかやっぱり情報を得たいんだったら、もう専門家の人今さ、個人的にメディアを介さずにいっぱい情報を出してるじゃん。発信してる人いっぱいいるから、その中でこうバランス取れてて、あ、この人の言うことだったら、なんとなく信用できそうだったなっていう人が、を見つけて、その人の話をフォローしてれば十分な情報を得られるし。
That's scary for people, you know? TV seems safer.
It's easier, yeah, for sure, but...
It feels safer, I think.
It's way more stressful.なんか私テレビ全然見ないんだけど、この間まで、近くの親の家に行ってたじゃない？まあ、夫の、スケアがあったから。
うん。
で、うちの親はずっとテレビつけてたから、たまにこう、聞いたり見たりしてたけど、いやー、これは本当に、やめた方がいいなって思った。
you know how people, watch?
ストレスを煽るようなことしか、やらないじゃん結局なんかああこの女性がこんな時に沖縄に旅行して最低ですねみたいななんかそのすごいレアなやばい人にフォーカスしてなんか、うん、うわこんな自粛しなきゃいけないのにお年寄りがみんな祭りに来ていますよとか なんかさ、そのピグマリオン効果みたいなものがあるわけだから、あ、みんなこんなできてないんだって思ったら、じゃあ私もいいかなっていう人も出てきちゃうだろうし、みんなこんなできてないんだどうすんだってすごいストレスになる人もいるだろうし、
The advertisements, they're so long.
そう、なんか何がしたいんだろうって思っちゃう。
I have this ad stuck in my head.
でも for me, that's why it really helps to have my kid and two cats. Like, when I see them, なんか現実に、目の前の現実に引き戻される。
Mm.
Like, wait, I'm, you know, I'm okay. Like, I'm safe here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this, you know, humans get this weird life or death 勘違い, right?Like when you get cortisol, you think that you're facing, yeah, the fight or flight situation. やっぱそれが引き起こされちゃうわけじゃん、みんな。そういう怖い情報を煽られてるとさ。で、自分が別に、なんていうの、家にいてそのテレビ見てるだけかもしれないんだけど、あの、脳みそは勘違いしちゃうから、それをこう意識してやっぱり、引き戻していかないと、これがね、もう本当に数週間で終わる話だったら別にちょっとしたストレスぐらいいいと思うんだけど、これが何ヶ月も続くってなると、みんなそんな毎日ワイドショー見てたら持たないよ、これは。本当に。
You know how in, some people, especially in the States, this is common as sort of a stereotype, but someone will be sitting on the couch with a Bud Light and they're yelling at the television
Yeah. Right?
Because the quarterback made some crappy throw, or this guy did something stupid. You know, people on the team are starting to make mistakes and they're getting stressed out. And the guy sitting on the sofa, scratching his nuts, you know, in his boxers with a Bud Light, is like just screaming at the television, right? Like, you fucking idiot, how could you not catch? I could catch that throw. A blind, you know, it just...That impulse isn't really exclusive to sports. I feel it stronger right now. Like if I watch TV right now, I can get frustrated by what someone on TV says. But it's like, who cares what that guy says?
そう、本当にそう。だからまあ、政
府がやってる。And I end up yelling at the TV.
そうそう。だからなんかこう、政府がやってることに声を上げるとか批判するっていうのは絶対に重要なことで。それは重要なんだけど、それはさておいたとしても、なんだろう、それ以上のストレスというか、こう余計に、ずっとこう、怒ったり悲しんだり呆れたりとか、やっぱりこう見てると、ね、すごい、頑張って働いてる医療従事者の人たちとか、まあ亡くなってる人もいるし、それにこう寄り添って共感して、っていうのをやってしまうし、それが大切なことでもあるんだけど、それを毎日毎日何時間もやってると本当に良くないし、それをこうメディア側っていうのはみんなのそのメンタルヘルスを気にしてくれないから別に、そこは自分で守らないといけない。
There's this idea that everyone there's only like two choices in life, moment to moment, and at any given moment you're either being a producerOr you're being a consumer.
Right.
And we have like these two modes. And the challenge is to try to produce things and try to consume less. And the more we're naturally pushed into this observer, like we can't change what we're watching. You know, we can't change what's happening in the world. You're just one of these guys that watches other people do stuff.And you're kind of in the background, and people get pushed into this psychological mode of just consuming entertainment and media and consuming. And I think people can feel more satisfied when they have mindfulness of their own, you know, what can I create? I'm at home. Can I make some music? Can I practice the guitar? Can I...grow shiitake, can I make something here, you know, some artwork, maybe I'll write a book, you know, this is the time, all those things like writing a book, making music, whatever that thing is that you could just do, you know, I think right now is like kind of a unique opportunity for people to to think about being a producer and not just a consumer.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you don't have a kid. I mean, there's so much you can do.
Well, everyone's got people to take care of and responsibilities.
And, yeah.
But it's just that, you know, that little extra being at home, rethinking. There's going to be a lot of rethinking things after this, I think. How companies work, how people travel, everything. Whether you shake hands or not.
Yeah, so let's just not watch TV.
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリで公開しています。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題のプランと、あとは各エピソードごとに宿題を出す宿題プラン、月額360円。どちらもやっているので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。
Yep.
バイリンガルニュース .jp でオリジナルグッズのストアもありますので、そちらもチェックしてください。
お願いします。
Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
おしまい。あ、oh.
何
以上です。
え、いいの。
I was gonna say our updates and stuff should be out fairly soon forour iOS app.
Okay.
Our 宿題 feature. I was hoping it'd be done before today, but alas.
That's exciting.
This is how it goes. So,
okay.
I'm so excited about that. Can't wait till people see it.
Yeah.
We'll announce it when it comes out, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. おしまい.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.